This is KCUR 89.3. Stay local. That seems to be a key ingredient to improving attendance at women's college basketball games. The biggest payoff comes when teams find the right combination between keeping star high school players close to home and, of course, winning. As KCUR's Greg Eklund explains, a team near Kansas City believes it has that mix.
With a record of 21-6, the Missouri Tigers are in the running for their first bid to the NCAA tournament since 2006.
Hi, Tiger fans. This is Sophie Cunningham. Welcome to Missouri Arena. Enjoy your night.
Tiger freshman Sophie Cunningham is the jolt the women's program at Mizzou needed. She's the first McDonald's High School All-American to play for the Tigers, and she's from Columbia. In her fourth game on the college level, Cunningham scored 42 points. Against Tennessee in early January, almost 8,000 fans attended, the largest crowd for a women's basketball game at Mizzou Arena since it opened in 2004. But Mizzou's 16-point loss that night didn't sit well with Tigers coach Robin Pinchton.
We take it really personal. It's hard when we lose at home.
Attendance at Mizzou Arena is up over last year, but with an average of around 3,800 fans, Mizzou has work to do to get even close to the nation's elite programs. Senior Associate Athletics Director Sarah Reisman predicts the upward trend will continue for the Tigers.
This isn't a one-year blip on the screen. This is tremendous growth that's happening. We're finally seeing the process that Robin kept telling us was coming, and she was right. And it's really, really rewarding for me, having been here a long time, but even more so for them and the hard work that they put in.
You don't have to go far to see the impact of a star player. Springfield, Missouri, at one time was a hotbed for women's college basketball.
Katie, outlet pass, Jackie Stiles. She'll take it 1-on-4. Left side, she goes up against Reichle. Layup good. They go to baseline. Jackie thought about the three, dribbles baseline instead. We'll go up with a reverse. Layup good. Jackie running the court. Left side, she'll go up. Layup off the glass. She got it to go.
Jackie Stiles is a Women's Basketball Hall of Fame inductee this year. By her senior season with the Lady Bears, a capacity crowd at Missouri State's Hammond's Student Center was common. In 2001, everything came together, a Missouri Valley Conference title, and a berth at the Women's Final Four in St. Louis. Stiles is now a Missouri State assistant coach. Current players, such as Tiana Snow, a senior for Blue Springs, are well-schooled about the Stiles era.
I learned that this program was at the top of its game when she was here. She impacted it enough to make women's basketball a really big deal around here.
These days, the Lady Bears play their home games in a newer, bigger arena, and they haven't been close to matching the attendance numbers from the Stiles era. Michelle Vopel, a national women's basketball writer for ESPN.com, says it's not just about having a star player.
The fact that you have local kids, I still think, is a big impact factor with the fans. I just think there's a connection with local kids in the women's game that helps people become more engaged in the game.
Vopel says it's already evident at the University of South Carolina, another ascending program in recent years.
Right now, the other Columbia in the SEC has, they're leading the nation in attendance. They led the nation in attendance last year with over 14,000 for their UConn game. They sold out 18,000 people. That's a team that is built on local kids.
The Tigers are stacked with local talent. Besides Sophie Cunningham, her older sister Lindsay are among three players from the same high school in Columbia who routinely start for the Tigers. Mizzou seems to have the right mix of local talent and a star player. But past team success didn't guarantee large crowds. Despite making it to the tournament in 06, the Tigers averaged only 2,200 fans, 10th among the 12 teams in the Big 12 at the time. To Carenza Barcasas, a former MU player and assistant coach, the road environments in the Big 12 stood out.
You go into Texas Tech and there are 12,000 people there, and a lot of them are over 60 years old. Texas Tech was also a team that, you know, they had Cheryl Swoops. They had this amazing history behind their program. And so in a way, you kind of understood that, hopefully we'll get there someday.
That day may be coming soon for the women's team. Carenza Barcasas expects more Mizzou basketball fans, especially those in Columbia, to watch a winning women's basketball team. On the men's side, Mizzou is in last in the SEC standings. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.